Hello?
Hey, Derek, how's it going? It's the Hawk with Local Splash calling you back.
How you doing?
Hey, pretty well. How about yourself, man? How's your day going?
Good, good.
Happy to hear that.
What's that?
Oh, really? Okay, nice. I was hoping I caught you at a good time.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, yeah, the first thing is just to get you verified. So what they do is they send, like, a postcard in the mail, and then you send that back to verify the address. Now, like I said before, you don't have to, you know, list it online if you don't want, but what would be a good address to send that to?
I have a P.O. box here.
Oh, okay.
It's 382 Higgins Lake, H-I-G-G-I-N-S, Lake, Michigan. And it's 48652, I think. It's different from where I stay. I just moved up here a couple weeks ago. I don't want to sound like an idiot.
Oh, nice. How are you liking it up there?
Oh, I love it up here. I love it up here. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm hoping to kind of move into the country myself, man, because I used to live in Washington State. You know, so I was out in the country a lot, but in California, it's a little harder to find.
Right.
For
no,
sure.
I like country living, and definitely me.
Oh, yeah, no, I love it. Yeah, so I'm with you there. So let me just confirm that real quick. So you said
382.
What was 382?
Michigan.
Okay.
486. Either 52 or 53.
Lake Michigan is the city name?
What's that?
The city name is Lake Michigan, or is there a city there?
It's Higgins Lake. It's not Lake Michigan. It's just 38, my P.O. box address. Hold on here. 382.
Okay.
Higgins Lake, Michigan, 48627.
48627. Okay, there we go.
And my physical, I don't have a mailbox at my physical address. I don't know if you need that or not, but I don't have a mailbox.
Oh, okay.
P.O. box.
You'd rather have the pin from the 382 Higgins Lake, right? The radius from there?
What's that? Yeah, I'm only...
You'd rather...
I'm 3-4 miles from there where I live.
Okay. Oh, okay, so it's pretty close anyway. All right, gotcha.
Yeah,
so it's 382
right,
Higgins Lake... And then the city is, it's Michigan? Or what's the actual city name?
It's Higgins Lake.
Oh, okay. So that's
Higgins
not the
Lake,
street
Higgins
name.
Lake,
okay.
Michigan, 48627. Yeah, because it's
gotcha.
Weird how my P.O. box is different. Where I live, it'd be my address, and it'd be Rock Common. But yeah, the P.O.
Interesting.
Box.
Interesting. Okay.
P.O. box 382, Higgins Lake, Michigan, 48627.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, got you. So P.O. Box and 382, and Higgins Lake is the city. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
And then just
yep.
in case I do need the physical address, what is it? Go, give me that one.
It is 103 Wilson Avenue, and
Wilson
that's Roscommon, R-O-S-C-O-M-M-O-N, Roscommon, Michigan. And that is... 48627. Or no,
Three.
Hold on here.
Okay.
I'm driving here, so bear with me.
Oh, yeah, no worries.
We got some bullshit law now in Michigan. You can't talk and drive, I guess. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, they started doing that all over, man. It's like, man, if you can do it, why are they, like, if you can do it responsibly, then why are you trying to get people tickets for it, you know? Like,
well,
I understand people that...
the car driving on a damn laptop on a computer, but yet we can't be on a cell phone, you know? It's just like, okay.
Right? No, hey, that's a good point, actually.
Yeah,
because, you know, they're always looking at that thing, too.
Oh, yeah. And that is...
Yeah.
I don't have that zip. Think about it. It's not...
I think if I search it on Google, it'll probably give me the zip, so no worries. Now, for the number that you'd like,
48653. What's that?
48653. Okay. And then, now, for the number for clients to contact you, is the 810-701 okay?
701-2617.
Yep. Okay, cool. And then now once I get you set up here, you're going to get an email and text that has everything that's included, your pricing and everything. What's a good email for that, Derek?
It is my last name, RIDDLEMOSER, and then my first name, Derek, DEREK. That's all one word, at gmail.com. RiddleMoserDerek@gmail.com.
Can you spell the last name one more time?
RIDDLEMOSER.
Derek at G. Okay, so that's Derek, DEREK at Gmail.
Yeah, RiddleMoser Derek, nothing after RiddleMoser Derek at Gmail.
Okay, got it. RiddleMoser Derek. What nationality is that last name? I've never heard that.
Dutch.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm Swedish Norwegian on my mom's side, and then I'm Sicilian Armenian on my dad's side, so that's why you get Saha, because he was more Armenian, so that's why he went with the, yeah, super old Armenian name, like ancient.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people just call me Hawk, because it's much easier to pronounce. But it's still a cool nickname, so I ain't mad at him.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, for sure. Now, as for your Google business profile, like how you'd like it to appear to your clients online, like what about hours of operation? Is that going to be like a 9-to-5 or 8-to-6, or what's best for you?
Probably like 8-to-6.
And that's Monday through Friday?
As far as the business name goes, I'm having a lawyer draw up my LLCs in the process of doing it right now, and I gave him two names, because apparently when he searches the database, it might get taken, the first name or something.
Oh, is the other one True North?
What's that?
Is the other name you were going to pick True North, or a totally different name?
Pure North is the one, and then my initials, DNR Services LLC, would be the other one. So I'm just waiting on him to.
Oh, okay. Well, no worries, because we can switch it out, you know, in the process. So you should know that soon, right?
Yeah, I should know that within the next business day or two. So.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, so we'll make sure to list whichever one you end up going with. Now, for clients to contact you, is phone, text, and email okay? Do you want to just keep your phone and text?
Phone and text is probably fine.
Okay, so no email. And then for the areas that you want to target, should it just be 15 miles, you know, of that area, or did you want to target any specific areas or zip codes or anything like that?
Probably just 20 miles from within here.
20 miles from there? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Super, super condensed here. I mean, all the houses are real close. There's definitely a lot of houses within 20-mile radius of here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's condensed. So, yeah, that'll still do a lot. And then I don't remember what you said earlier. Do you already have a Facebook business page? I think you said you did, right?
No, I don't have any of that yet. I just set this stuff. Like I said, I'm just now getting started here, pretty much.
Oh, nice. Okay, so you just have, like, a personal one, I'm guessing, then.
What's that? Facebook? I don't have any. Right now, like, literally, I had a couple neighbors ask me a while back about jobs, and then literally just word of mouth.
And then just, lately. Boom, started it.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like to be a lot busier than what I am, but just starting out, I was fortunate just to grab the accounts that I've grabbed just off word of mouth.
Right. No, and that's a good sign. I mean, if you're on Google, it's going to be even better. Yeah, for sure. Nice. Okay. And then, so do you have like a personal Facebook that you use like yourself, or are you on there?
No, I'm not even active on it. Like I said, once I get this business name back, I was going to probably create, you know, do some social media.
Okay.
Once I know
that
name.
Right, exactly, once you have the name. Now, once you even just have a personal profile, they'll actually build you your business profile, which they'll run the ads from. So, you know, if you wanted, they can take care of that for you. We'll use your content, obviously, and you'll have administration over it for contact with clients. But, yeah, they'll run the ads and everything. They have a lot of success with those.
Okay. I just, like the lawyer said, just make sure I run everything through my LLC name, whatever the final name comes back. He likes stress.
Right.
Just make sure you run everything through your LLC name.
Business okay, rate. For sure. Yeah, well, okay, we'll make sure to do that. For tax, right, I was going to say. Exactly, yep, yeah. Okay.
That's why I hired him. He charged me $800 to do it. I probably could have filed an LLC myself for $150-$200 online, but I'm just like, man, I don't really want to miss anything, or like, you know what I'm saying? If somebody comes back on me and sues me or something dumb like that, he got me all squared around with all that kind of stuff. So I just, that's the route I went. It was expensive, but.
Right, but maybe it's worth it, you know, because he's really good.
Yeah, you know, he's pretty structured. Gave me a big envelope on everything, and everything's organized, and so, yeah.
Everything's legit, right? Yeah, exactly. Which is always good. Sometimes, and on the other flip side of the coin, you get what you pay for, so sometimes maybe going with a cheaper one, it wouldn't have, you know, been as good either.
Right.
For sure. For keywords. Now, you can have up to 15 keywords. Now, you may not have to use them all, but for ones that you do want to show up for, what are some main ones that you want to show up for?
Like, would you say keywords as far as jobs go, or what? What do you mean?
Yeah, like services that you offer. So when anyone searches on Google for any of these, like, you know, pressure washing near me, landscaping near me, whatever it is, boom, you pop up.
Okay. Lawn, definitely number one. Mowing, that's definitely the number one.
Yep. Okay.
Mowing. Leaf, I guess leaf removal would probably be.
Leaf removal, okay. Now, would landscaping fall under what you do as well?
I mean, I don't really have, like, I could do small jobs and whatnot, you know, but to do, like, you know, retaining rock walls and shit like that, I'd probably have to stay away from.
So maybe better to just leave it, like, lawn care and mowing until maybe you move on to something bigger, or, like, have the, you know, materials for that.
Yeah, for now, just the yards seem to be pretty lucrative, too, because they're small up here and, you know.
Right. And like you said, it's an abundance of people in that area, too, so it's still.
Yeah. They're all lake lots. They're real small, so it's not real. You know, it's not like they're big.
Right. Okay, got you. So lawn care, mowing, leaf removal, mulching, maybe?
Yeah, mulching would work. Could definitely do that.
And I can even have the technician suggest ones that have high search volumes that fall under just like lawn care and mowing and stuff, if you like.
Okay.
Because that's always good to know what people search for, and then that way you get more searches that way too.
Right.
For sure. Okay, and then now for the billing address, is that going to be the same, the P.O. box, or is that the 103 Wilson?
Should be set up as... The business is through the P.O. box.
And that card is through the business? It has the business name on it?
No, I don't have, no. That's be personal for now.
Okay, so the address for the billing address for the card would still be the P.O. box then?
No, I think it's Wilson.
It should be the personal one, right? Okay, so I just wanted to make sure. Wilson Ave. And you said Ross Common, right? R-O-S Common, like one word?
C-O-M-M-O-N, yeah.
Okay, Ross Common. And then that's 48653, I think you said, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then that's a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's a Visa card. Are you taking payment right now, or when do you need payment?
Yeah, they would take the first payment today to set up all your accounts. Like, the technician will start building everything, and then every 30 days. So basically will start building everything. I mean, I don't know if you have enough time today to meet with the technician if you wanted, but most likely Monday morning I can set you.
I was hoping to start services Monday. That kind of would be the goal.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So what we can do today is just set everything up, and then I'll have you speak with the technician. Like, basically, what they do is just confirm everything we're setting up, and then you build all your profiles and everything. And if you had questions, of course, too, or whatever. But, yeah, they would just do the first payment today. That way I can set up the appointment with the technician for Monday and get everything ready to go.
Okay.
So, let's see. 103 Wilson, got that. Okay, and then you said it was a Visa, right?
Yep.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
4833.
Mm-hmm.
1201.
Okay.
4931.
Okay.
3018.
All right, and then the expiration?
7 of 26.
7/26. Okay, and then the number on the back?
025.
025. Okay. Now, I'm also going to set up a security question. That way you know it's us when we're calling. Calls are more secure. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Maiden name. Mother's maiden name is fine. H-I-C-K-S.
H-I-C-K-S. H-I-C-K-S. Okay. And now I'm just going to set up the account here for you. And you don't have a website, right?
No.
Okay, so yeah, I got that thrown in there for you. So with the $249, you still get the website and everything.
Okay. Can you wait till Monday, though, to do any charging, or is this?
I'm actually out of the office next week. I should be here about 2 years. I've never taken any time off, so I took it off for next week. So I wouldn't actually even be here. I just wanted to have some time with my family, you know, and all that, but is it still okay if we do it today, or?
I mean, I'd like it to get charged. I mean, Monday would be legit because I got to get the phone. For right now, I'm using I'd open up a different account just to so like the few accounts that I do have, I'm depositing the checks into that account.
Right.
So it's not like, I mean, I'd have to go transfer funds into that account. I didn't want to use my other account.
Oh.
It's just like my temporary business account until I get this. I can't open up a business account, so I get the official EIN number, which is like the tax ID number, according to the lawyer.
Right.
So
yeah, exactly.
As soon as he gives me the EIN number, I can take that and get a business account. So I knew I didn't have that right away, so I went and opened up a secondary personal account, and I've just been putting the few checks in that account and kind of just playing with that money right now.
I see. Okay. Well, what I could do is charge it on this one now and then make a note for the technician on Monday to put in the other account since you said you probably have it by then, right?
Yeah, by Monday. Yeah, if you could just not charge it till Monday, that's the only thing I'm getting at here.
Oh, I see. Like
you have all the information, but if you could just charge it Monday.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. No, that's not a problem. All right. So we'll just go through this other step here. It's real quick. It's just to basically go over the invoice that you'll be getting on Monday. And then, of course, to ensure the accuracy of the order, you know, everything involved. So let me know if you need me to review or clarify anything. I mean, it's very straightforward, but just in case. So I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of the order first, can you please state the name of your business?
Here North Services, LLC.
Okay, and then please state your name and title within the business.
Derek Riddlemoser, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, for the verification through Google, what I usually do is I'm going to send the verification email now. That way you have some time to kind of get everything ready for the interview with the technician on Monday. Basically, what they ask for is just, like, pictures of your tools, you know, work vehicle, business card, things that go along with the business just so they can verify you have a business. So I just sent that email for you. Now, also as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, that's why I set up the security question for you. That way you know it's us when we call, and other callers that, you know, don't use that at the top of the call, you can disregard. Now, do you also agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or just let the technician know of any additional online marketing efforts that you do during the term of your agreement?
What's that?
Basically, if you just do any other online marketing with a different firm or anyone else, just let the tech know that. That way he doesn't do anything that might interfere with what you're doing or, you know, dueling efforts or anything like that.
Okay.
Okay, and now the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on Monday. That'll be June 12th. And the non-refundable amount of $249, this will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th or 30 days from that date in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll text you here once we get off here to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay, great. Now, I just got to send you the confirmation for the interview with the technician. That should come through email. It'll be like a Google Calendar invite. All you got to do is just hit yes on the RSVP, and that confirms the time. So let me send that over to you now. There you go. And you said, what was a good time Monday for you? Maybe like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or later in the day?
Later in the day after I get done working, yeah. I don't really like to be doing on the phone too much when I'm working. You know, I'm backpack.
For sure. Stuff, it, right. No, it makes sense for sure. Okay, so we're pretty much wide open that day. What's a good time for you?
Probably any time after 4, like today. You know, 5:30, when you caught me today, I was just pulling in. So that's usually.
Okay, let me see. So would 4 or 5 be better?
5.
Five better? Okay. Got it. Local splash. Got it. Okay. Let me just add your email here. And then you're good to go. Can let you get back to it. All right. Here we go. You should get that now.
All right.
And other than that, you are good to go. So that's going to process. What's a good time for it to process Monday, just so I can make sure it's at a good time for you?
Probably afternoon. I'll have to stop by the bank with some funds. So probably around the same time frame, 5 o'clock-ish. The bank
around 5? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got you. So I'll process that around 5. They're going to call you within 30 minutes of 5 o'clock. I can even set you up for 6 if you want it. Is that better?
Probably, yeah. The later the better, yeah.
The later the better, right? Okay, that's what I figured, right? Because then they can process at 5 and then top of the next hour at 6, they're, you know, contacting you to get you started. That's actually perfect. Okay, cool. So other than that, you're all set to go. That'll process it. 5, they'll call at 6. Now I'm also going to send you over my contact info just in case, you know, you got questions or whatnot. And then this is also the number that the technician is going to call from. So here we go, Derek. All right. There we go. Okay. Or text me here. All right, there we go. So I'm sending that text now. And then, so you got that. Now, they will call you Monday to get you started. Thanks for giving us a try. And Welcome to the team, most of all. We will contact you about an hour after you see that process, and then they'll get you started, start building all your profiles and everything, okay?
All righty, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. You have a good weekend, Derek.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.